You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Muleshoe Fellowship with Steve Friska. This message was recorded on August 10, 2022, and is titled, Are You a Tool? So grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message. This is part three.
Well, I live in America, really? So you, Babylonians have been supplying all your glorious needs according to their riches. Where's your source? I look to the hills from whence my help comes. My help comes from the Lord. While my feet are on the earth, doing what it is I do, because that's who I am. I'm a Christian. And I'm seated in the highest place. Christians wear me out. Spend more time talking about the devil than they do Jesus. Really? Really? I want to know who gave Satan passage into the kingdom. Because my Bible says in John 10, that there's only one way in, it's called a gate. See, that scripture would be really good down at our southern border. Let's have a gate. And you got to come through the gate. Jesus is the gate. Narrow's the gate. Yes, sir. What made the gate wide? Compromise. The wide road of compromise. Why do we compromise? Compromise to keep our job, compromise to keep our money, compromise to keep our friends, our relationships. Why do we compromise? Anybody got any good ideas? Yeah. How many of us have belonged to a religious organization that had their booklets and everything else and would tell you what to study? Yeah, you know why? Because then you won't veer off into Never Never Land. You won't get over where you'll hurt somebody's feelings or monkey around in somebody's life. You won't end up talking about sanctity of marriage, sanctity of life. You'll stay away from the forbidden fruit of speaking in tongues and giving an interpretation. You know what's going to happen one of these days? There's going to be a tongue talker wake up one morning, and he's going to say, just like Ezekiel, when the Lord has spoke to him and said, speak, son of man, tell them that I'm going to cleanse their nation by destroying those people. Oh, when's the last time you heard that? So, how many of y'all have had fun so far? Well, this last 15 minutes now, some of y'all ain't going to like it. I'll just tell you right now. So, in God's judgments against Israel and the enemies of Israel, how'd that play out? Because my Bible said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Anybody agree with that? So, when you think about the judgment of God and the cleansing of the earth, what kind of mental picture do you draw? Because I think we have a lot of mental pictures that's been created in us since we were little kids that really don't have much to do with this. What's it look like? Is it a big fireball? Big gust of wind? Maybe he kills everybody with tumbleweeds. How'd he do it in here? You see, he had a king. He had a king that was predecessor to the next king. How did he do it? Nobody wants to say it out loud. He went to war. How many of y'all know that's a viable option in this nation? I'm not promoting it. I'm not telling you go home and get your guns ready. I'm not telling you nothing. I'm just telling you wake up. And I'm telling you to man up, and I'm telling you, I'm going to give you some scripture, and that tells you, God's telling you to man up. Me and my family have had this talk quite often. They know where I'm at. I've told y'all. Establish today what you're willing to die for. If you don't know what you're willing to die for, you have never figured out what you'll live for. Sheriff, if we had this talk. Mm-hmm. You're not going to make me do a homosexual wedding. And I'm not going to jail. So weigh your options carefully before you come in the door. On the day you come for my plowshares that have been beaten into swords and come in several calibers, somebody dies. My government says they're mine. I don't care who you are. If you've not submitted to the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and Declaration of Independence, you are an unworthy employee of the people. You need to be fired, gone, wrapped in duct tape, thrown out on the curb. I don't care how you do it. But you are no longer worthy of your position, nor are you worthy of my respect. People do not govern this land. People are the government. It's of the people, by the people, and for the people. And it's the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and Declaration of Independence, framed through the lens of this Bible for correct interpretation, still upheld by our Supreme Court of the United States of America. But because of weak pulpits and weak-minded Christians and unwillingness, we've failed in this endeavor. But I just want to ask a public question tonight because I'm ready for some feedback. Who's going to pay off $33 trillion? And unless you do an amazing job this November, because I'm going to tell you, some of my friends in high office are the best and the brightest, and they have been completely unfruitful. And I don't mind telling them to their face. You've been an unfruitful employee of mine. Without excuse. Well, how do we fix it? What's it come to? So if the Bible says in Revelation 1 that you've been made a kingdom of kings and priests, what happens on the day that the prophets speak and somebody rises up and says, can you be used as a tool? I bet there ain't been a preacher in the last 120 years asked this question. By God's direction only, can you be used as an instrument of his wrath? I think it's a great question. We'd rather compromise. That wide road's going to get everybody killed. Narrow's the gate. Narrow's the way. Men, you see, that responsibility lies on men. You know, I went to Dillard's the other day, couldn't find the men's department. Yeah. I saw Robin over there looking at some shirts. And I said, where's the men's department? She said, this is it. I love these shirts. Are you kidding me? About some man clothes. I just want some man clothes. How many of y'all know that we've tried to soften the male position? And men volunteered. Yeah. I'm going to read to you out of Revelation 18, and then I'm going to quit. How many of y'all think I'm just full of stuff? We should just quit and go home. Chapter 18 of Revelation. It said, after these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority. And the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, a cage for every unclean and hated bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her. The merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. What's he talking about here? That Babylonian model, that man-made institution. Don't turn there, but I'm going to go back right quick to Isaiah 9. Isaiah 9, verse 8, the Lord said a word against Jacob. Don't turn there, but it said, it has fallen on Israel. All the people will know, Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria, who say in pride and arrogance of heart, the bricks have fallen down, but we will rebuild. With honed stones, sycamores are cut down. We will replace them with cedars. We'll do it. Right there in the same text. Let me find it again. Right here in the same text. He said, therefore the Lord shall set up the adversaries of Rezin against him and spur his enemies on, the Syrians before, the Philistines behind. And they shall devour Israel with an open mouth, for all his anger is not turned away. His hand is stretched out still. Why? Because we took reliance off the kingdom of God. We put it on ourselves. We will rebuild. We will rebuild. We rebuilt the institution of education. We rebuilt the institution of religion. We rebuilt the institution of government. We rebuilt the institution of entertainment, the institution of media. We restructured and rebuilt the institution of marriage, the institution of the family. Those very words are buried at ground zero that happened at 9/11. They came together on that day and stood and quoted Isaiah 9, we will rebuild. And we've been in a downward spiral ever since. Just saying. You don't know how I know this stuff. I became a student. I didn't ask some guy to tell me. See, in the kingdom of God, there's a voice. The author of perfection. That one. Better start listening to him. He says right here, they've came rich off the abundance of her luxury. See, that sound familiar? And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people. Come out of that institution of Babylon. How do you know it's Babylonian? Because they suck everything from the bottom and it runs straight to the top. So I don't care. I don't care if you go to annual conference. I don't care if you've been to the Vatican. If they're sucking it from the bottom and it runs to the top, I'm telling you today it's a Babylonian model, and that's just how it works. Kingdom of God comes from the top and he pours it out on his people. Because everything's already up there. And he said, I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, you people, lest you share in her sins, lest you receive her plagues. For her sins, talking about the Babylonians, have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Render to her just as she rendered to you, and repay her double according to her works. In the cup which she has mixed, mix double for her. In the measure that she has glorified herself and lived in luxury, in the same measure, give her torment and sorrow. Who's he talking to? He's talking to whoever he told to come out. Come out. And now give it back. Give it back, just like I gave it to you. Press down, shake, and they're overflowing. What have the institutions robbed you of today? Let me tell you what they've robbed you of. Freedom. Freedom. You want it back? Okay. It's only at God's direction. He's the boss. He said, for she says in her heart, I sit as a queen. I love that. Babylonians know they're not king. Every demon in hell knows that Jesus is king. So she sits as a queen. And I am no widow, and I will not see sorrow. That's what she says. Therefore, plagues will come in one day, death and mourning and famine. And she will be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges her. The other day, he didn't even know what happened. Robert Francis O'Rourke got prayed for by a son of the living God, whose words come out of his mouth and they're etched in the archives of heaven. His prayers reach the bowl of incense. They're measured at the king's courtroom, and they have manifestation in the earth. And that guy prayed with Robert Francis O'Rourke. I pray God's judgment on the government of the United States of America and all who choose to participate in it. I pray that all dark things be brought into the light and all evil be revealed. I pray that all wickedness be destroyed by the righteous hand of God Almighty as we proceed forward. I pray that you will measure each man's intent and judge him accordingly. And today, Lord, I give you Mr. O'Rourke. In Jesus' name. Amen. We don't believe it. We don't believe in the righteous right arm of God. We don't believe in judgment today. We believe in fruitless living and the great escape. Again, I ask you, are you a tool? For what? You going to do your Christian thing this week and smile at somebody you don't like at the grocery store? Hey, maybe you'll throw some clothes you've never worn at a homeless guy this week. Good job. Go, team. How available are you? Can you even hear? You really believe this book? You really know God as he is, where he is, and how he is right now? Do you want freedom for your children? Do you believe we dwell in this earth? Do you believe this nation is worth saving? Do you believe there's any chance that by our complacency, our unwillingness to preach and our unwillingness to serve, that our government has been handed over to a Luciferian regime and it is going down the toilet? Do you believe that you can dwell on the land that you own in the kingdom of God and the upside downness of the earth will not affect you because you're right side up? Do you believe there's an economy that comes from a God that's higher than all other governments that will take and bless your efforts when you work? He'll bless your land. He'll bless your fruit, your kneading troughs, your vats, everything that Deuteronomy 28 says. Do you believe that in the kingdom of God? And if so, do you dwell there? Because it's only by obedience that you get to stay. It's by grace you were saved and grace you were allowed in. It's by faith that you get to walk this out. And I told you a couple weeks ago, we live in a United States of America that was established to protect your religion, not just the Christian religion, all religion. They've monkeyed with it a lot over the years. Let me tell you again, they can't touch your faith. Nobody can touch your faith. You don't have to defend your faith. You don't have to protect your faith. Walk in your faith. Your faith is your faith. faith, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. And we got to encourage each other with these words. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith in the Word of God. Faith in the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. To know and believe. Well, you sound pretty arrogant again there, preacher. Well, forgive me if I'm a little confident. Forgive me if I believe this works in everyday life. Forgive me for believing this is absolutely true. Don't mean to sound arrogant. Sheriff, let me ask you one more thing because you're the professional. You've had an enemy before, haven't you? Yeah. Wanted to shoot you when you come up to his little drug house. Yeah, they didn't want you around. You're the wrong guy. So what works best? Walking up there confident or walking in fear? But your enemy's on their heels most of the time, won't it? That's right. Y'all hearing me? Okay. I got all that off my chest. Next week, Curtis is going to be here, and he'll be nice. I'm leaving. Yeah. Anybody got anything you want to say, add to, rebuttal? Tell me I'm ignorant and I should quit preaching. Okay. Yes, sir. Are you going to do that last one? Tell me I'm ignorant and quit preaching.
Still here, aren't I? So I want to say that the Lord gave me a song recently, and I'm just going to quote the chorus. And I wrote this song with a particular situation in mind. But here's the chorus. It says, "You were made to walk on water, cast the mountain to the sea, calm the raging ocean, tell the wind to cease. You were made for greater than these." And I wrote that song for somebody else, and then I'm singing it, and the Lord's like, "Do you even believe it?"
Because that's the scripture. He said, "Greater things than these you will do." Jesus spoke to the water when the sea was raging. Why? Because he owns it. We don't believe we own it. That's what I'm talking about, ownership. If I'm a co-heir with Christ and he owns everything, that means my name's on the deed. Speak to the water and get the sea to calm down. Speak to the mountain and let it be removed. Speak to the dead man and watch him get up. You were created for greater things than these. We use the word Christian like I use the word healer. I was just a man trying to heal. How many of us have gone through life trying to be just a man who believes in God? And then we flippantly use that word Christian. That's why I told y'all the other day, don't use that one on me. I run horse sales for a living. I get lied to every day. I'm a child of God. I'm a co-heir. There's a spirit in me that cries out, "Abba, Father." Speak to the sea. Speak to the mountain. All in the name of Jesus. And watch. Watch how his creation responds to his people when his people respond to him. It's good stuff. Anybody else? Well, I have a little bit of an advantage. You people don't get to boss me around. I got a job. Well, and look, I'm not trying to be different, and I'm not trying to be rude. But I'm telling you, I've told you from day one, my wife and I have wore out 2 bodies, 5 new vehicles. We love our country. I love my family. I love my country, and first of all, I love my God. And so when he tells me to go, I'm going to go. He tells me to do, I'm going to do all day long. When he take all day long and this just flows and flows and does and does. And then I tell God tonight, say, you know what? I'm going to go easy on him tonight. Let's just talk about something more fun and everybody go home happy, happy, happy. I can't do that. I don't have to answer to you people. I have to answer to him. And I'm telling you something. There's coming a day when he comes back here. He's going to ask every one of us how this ended up like this, because it didn't start this way.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.